We have returned for a concluding featured guest segment with Jetsunma Tenzin Pamo. Reflections on a Mountain Lake is a book that was a transcription of Dharma talks that she gave traveling around, and as I mentioned earlier, very easy to understand and begin a simple practice of living a life in balance in dharmic way. And we're talking about some of the teachings. I meant to ask you about the title, Jetsunma. What does that actually mean in the Buddhist...
It's a Tibetan term. It's sort of a bit... There's no real translation, but it sort of means something like Venerable Master.
Uh-huh.
The head of our lineage, His Holiness the Gyawang Drukpa, he's very, very supportive of women especially. And in fact, he chooses to live in his nunnery rather than his monastery. And so he gave me this title as a way of acknowledging the contribution that he feels women can give to the Dharma nowadays.
Yeah. And we might acknowledge, for people who just recently tuned in, acknowledge your choices early on as a teenager and a young woman to go to India to seek out a teacher and the teachings of the Buddha, the Four Noble Truths, as we talked about them, but particularly making a decision to live in a cave for 12 years, which to most Western minds would send them over the edge.
When I started, I didn't think 12 years. I just, thought for one season, and then one season led into the next, that's
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this title also honors that dedication to become a contemplative nun and spending time in quiet. Maybe this is a good bridge to meditation. I don't know if you had your formal meditation periods in the cave or you followed a specific practice. I consider myself a meditator, not necessarily with a daily practice, but whenever that mind that we talked about gets a little out of control, and all the feelings and emotions that follow the mind's thoughts in fear or in false identification, one needs to have a way to remedy that. And for me, it has been meditation. It's been a way to sit down on a zafu or a cushion, or if not, even in a chair somewhere, and stop everything. So maybe you would speak about this idea of meditation as the way to learn how to wake up, to develop greater clarity, to be more aware and more absolute in the moment, which is what you say about it.
Well, I think all genuine spiritual paths are trying to bring us back into the present and into the here and now, because our minds left to themselves tend to dwell in the past or in the future. And, of course, it's actually quite difficult just to be with what one is doing and not get distracted and caught up with all sorts of extraneous thoughts and emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing which meditation should be helping us to do is to become more centered, more present, more able to be in the here and the now. And this is not something just for when you're sitting formally on your zafu, but this is also something, of course, which we all have to bring and incorporate in our daily lives. So one of the methods which is used in all Buddhist schools and not only Buddhist schools is to bring the awareness, the attention to the breath. Because, of course, we can only breathe now. We don't breathe in the past or the future. So if we are aware of our breathing in and our breathing out, it's a very simple way of clearing the mind, bringing it back into the present.
Yeah. And now, you're fading away here. I think you're walking with a cell phone or a handheld phone farther away from the base in your garden. You might want to head back to the closer to the house, Tenzin. You there? Hello?